Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos from DopeParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I'm going to bring you a testing of a false religious body, and the whole goal is redemption, to call them out of their sin so they can repent to the saving of their souls. If you live in willful sin and false doctrines, you are not of Christ. We must worship in spirit and truth. Today we're going to talk about Living Faith Church, Exlin, Wisconsin. There is a man there named Chris Jerry. He is like an associate pastor, he said, if there is such a thing as an associate pastor in the Bible. Nope. And his dad is like the lead pastor, Tim Jerry. And I ran into them. I met Chris when I am a street preacher, and we were at a festival in Hayward, Wisconsin in 2023. And we were walking and preaching and with our gospel signs and witnessing and handing out gospel cards. And we came across a booth, the Living Faith Church booth, where he was set up handing out gospel cards. And I walked up and we started talking, and Chris and I had a discussion. And I just want to share with you why I believe Living Faith Church, Chris Jerry, Tim Jerry are in sin, heresy, they're deceiving people, and I want to call it out here for the glory of God. So when I first walked up to Tim, I never met Tim. When I first walked up to Chris, Chris said to me, you know, I appreciate what you're doing here, and you can hear all of this on audio. Most of it's all on audio and videos. I've got a whole bunch of audios and videos. He knew I was audio taping and videotaping. He knew it. It's a public place. And he said that we were like preaching at people, not to people. And he kind of started going off on, you're not being loving enough. And then when I instructed him that the book of Acts doesn't use the word love once, the most evangelistic book in the Bible, and that the call is repent and obey, then come and learn about the love of God, he kind of backed down a little bit. So he was really squishy on that. And in love, if Chris ever listens to this, I got to call him out. He's a liar. You know why? Because he promised after our conversations two different times, he was going to email me. We were going to talk about doctrine. He was really serious about truth. I emailed him. First day I met him, he said he got my email after the second time I met him. He has never responded to me once. Chris is a liar. He said he was going to email me and talk about sound doctrine. So after the first day I met him, I went and looked up his religious body Facebook website, found a lot of heresy. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. And I also found out that Chris is in massive heresy, or excuse me, hypocrisy. Why? He preached the gospel to me, and I'll have to admit, the gospel that he lip serviced was pretty good. Faith in Jesus Christ, shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance, you got to come out of your sin, he said, be born from above. And then he said that you're going to change and you're going to walk in God's ways. And then he said, yeah, I don't believe in once saved, always saved. You have to endure. So that's the gospel that I actually believe God's word teaches and I proclaim. Here's the problem, as I told Chris to his face and I told other men that were there with him the second day, you're a hypocrite because you don't even live that gospel. What I learned about Chris will show you that. And this is all, this testing is based on Romans 16:17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine, that's Tim and Chris, and avoid them, it says. So their lives don't match the gospel. Why? They're worldly. They're not holy. I went on Chris's Facebook page. He's into the carnal NFL, or was, he said, just a few years ago. Well, not long ago, he was into the NFL, and he's into a bunch of false teachers, and we're going to prove that. So we'll go over their points. The first point is their lives don't match the gospel that Chris proclaimed. The gospel calls us out of the world, TV, sports, politics, entertainment. His body is not out of the world. They have a false gospel, false Jesus, false spirit. That's not teaching them all truth. John 16, Paul talked about that in 2 Corinthians 11:4, false Jesus, false gospel, false spirit. Okay, so that's the number one point. Their gospel's false, doesn't call them out of the world. They keep pagan holidays. Yeah, Chris tried to tap dance around this one. He said, well, my wife and I are kind of seeing through it and don't do it anymore. And I said, does LFCS do it? He says, yeah. And Chris Jerry admitted to me that his dad after 30 years of being in ministry, still keeps pagan holidays. And Chris tried to say, well, they're looking into it. After 30 years, he doesn't have it right. Well, his dad's not a Titus 1 holy elder. He's not in sound doctrine, 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. So they keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter. These are Roman Catholic holidays God never ordained. By the way, at the bottom of this, you're reading this audio from this testing. On this testing is all the audios, all the videos of my time with Chris, and you can listen to them. And then there's a biblical gospel link, helps you with the biblical gospel. And there's a 10-point test that'll show you why bodies like LFC, Living Faith Church, are unbiblical and not of the Father because they're not in spirit and truth. And then there is the pictures. We're gonna have a what's it called? My wife always puts them up for me. A slideshow. We're gonna have a slideshow of pictures to prove their sin and their heresy. So number one is their false gospel. They don't live by it. They don't come out of the world. They're not holy. Lip service gospel. We see that a lot in churchianity. And this is just a churchianity system made of man. This is not the true called out body that's following the pattern that Christ ordained in the first century by Paul and all the other disciples. This is following evangelical, non-denominational churchianity, building-centered, modern pastor in a pulpit, pagan holidays, worldliness, feminization. We'll get to more of those. By the way, pagan holidays, we'll show you a picture of their pagan tree, them promoting it on their Facebook page. Yeah, their pagan Jeremiah 10 tree. They do unbiblical deliverance ministry and unscriptural tongue-talking. Contact me if you want to go deep in that. Having deliverance ministry, there's no such thing. Does God deliver us? Yes. Having deliverance ministry, no such thing. And unbiblical tongue-talking, many of the charismatic places don't do tongues biblically. Okay, I'm not against tongues if they're done biblically by holy set-apart saints. That ain't LFC church. They're worldly, they're carnal, they're not of God. They do and have, or I should say, they believe in lady pastors. And Chris said to me, yeah, I believe in lady pastors. Later he came back and said, well, we don't have any there. But they believe in the ordaining of ladies as pastors. His wife is very much involved in ministry. And lady pastors, per Paul, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2, not of God the Father. That's sin and that's heresy. They're ecumenical, meaning they connect with other religious bodies that they don't even agree with. How do I know this? In their booth at LFCF at the Muskie Festival was a worldly carnal Baptist guy that was pushing against my preaching of holiness and obedience, and another guy in a plaid shirt from some body called New Testament Church in a Barn. I can't remember what his first name was. And he obviously wasn't biblical. The Baptist guy wasn't fully biblical. And there's Chris standing there with these people, ecumenical, when the Bible says to all be of one mind, united, speaking the same things, perfectly joined together, 1 Corinthians 1:10. Tim and Chris don't believe in that. They're united to all kinds of false ideas. Tim and Chris link to many false teachers. I look quickly. Vlad Sawchuk. They got him posted on their Facebook page. This guy is a demon slayer, supposedly. Word of Faith, NAR, corrupt man. Jonathan Kahn, a false prophet who's predicted things that haven't come true. Kenneth Hagin, Word of Faith heretic. Hillsong, corrupt, NAR type music. Instrumental, fleshly, false, not biblical. Am I laying a picture here why this church is not biblical, not holy, not of God? It looks nothing like the New Testament body that Christ and Paul, or Christ had Paul ordain and all the disciples strive for. How about this one? Again, double-minded lip service liars. Chris said, well, no, not tithing. We don't do tithing. Right on their page, right on their services, bring your tithes and offerings. The tithe is not for today. Again, I teach about all this, if I didn't say it already, on my teaching blog. The link will be on this testing. And we have articles on all this, dress, pagan holidays, the gospel, tithing, biblical articles that teach you the truth on this. They take the tithe from people to support their building system. The tithe is not biblical for today. That was for the Jews in Israel. Another thing they're unbiblical on. How about this? They do fleshly instrumental music. Ready? Chris is a so-called worship pastor. Hey, what Bible verse says worship pastor? There isn't one. It's made up. It's made of man. Jesus says in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions linked to his body and his worship, you worship God in vain. Tim and Chris and LFC Church are worshiping God in vain. Where's associate pastor in the Bible? Where's the role of the modern pastor in the Bible? One guy in the wooden box doing all the teaching, leading the show. No. Pastor is a biblical way, but it's many men, multiple elders, overseeing a body, but many men using their gifts and their talents. It's not a one or two man show. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about here. Got teachings on all of this. They don't dress biblical, nor do they teach head covering. His wife is uncovered. The women are wearing makeup and jewelry. They're wearing unbiblical clothing, showing their bodies off. So are the men. We have articles on all this. God teaches us how to dress. He does. He cares about how we dress. So much so, in Genesis 3, God himself dressed mankind. I was just going over this with a young brother. God himself dressed mankind. And people throw it away and say, I'll do it my own way and the way the culture does. Nope, that's a sin. And most of the time, it's pride that they dress in. Looking good, looking sharp, showing their body, their hair. And Proverbs 6:17 says, you're an abomination by your proud look. Chris and Tim haven't even gotten to see that God wants us to dress and women to head cover. I already covered that he's a worship pastor. That doesn't exist. They do dance ministry. Now, we see a little bit of dancing in the Old Testament. We're not in the Old Testament. We're in the New. No dancing in the New Testament bodies of Christ. Everything was fleshly and the outside in the Old Testament, like the instrumental music. I didn't cover that. Instrumental music. In the Old Testament, it was fleshly. They didn't have the Spirit. Today, we're born again. We have the Spirit in us. We are now the instrument. We sing with just our lips. Drums and guitars and all this stuff are fleshly, make you move your body, make you get up and dance. Dancing is not part of the New Testament way. We have articles on all of this. It's very carnal and fleshly. Their women, they're put on these gowns and they get up and they dress. They don't even dress that way for God. When they're in the world, they wear shorts and jeans and makeup and show their hair off. How wicked. And Tim and Chris are allowing this, and so are the dads and the moms. And then when they go out in the world, they're probably going to the swimming pool, swimming places. They're walking around doing all the worldly things, biking in tight, skin-tight outfits, water skiing, all this stuff. Going and watching the NFL that Tim, I won't say about Tim. I don't know if he likes the NFL. That Chris clearly was into the NFL not long ago. Now all of a sudden, let me get this straight. A few years ago, he was into the carnal NFL. Now he says he repented of it and he hasn't changed his Facebook page. That means he's a novice. He shouldn't be teaching. He should not be a teaching pastor. Tim doesn't even see that. You see the mess that's going on here. So they do this carnal dance ministry and then they go out into the world. It's lip service Christianity that Jesus rejects completely. So that's just a few points. I actually saw more sin and heresy there than that, but that, what more do you need? Romans 16 says, mark and avoid those who leave sound doctrine and cause division. Jesus said, you worship me in vain, teaching your false man-made ways. Go listen to the audios. Go listen to the videos. Watch the videos of my long talks with Chris and the men that were in his booth and some other men that gathered and we were all talking. Especially that Baptist man that was very worldly and carnal and trying to convince everybody I was wrong. When I gave him a chance to explain how the Baptist faith is biblical, he stumbled all over himself with a false gospel. Most alarming about Chris Jerry, the next day, I preached one day at his booth. Then I showed up the next day, went back to his booth, and I open air preached in front of his booth. And that's when I talked to those other two men, the Baptist man, the man in the plaid shirt from the New Testament church in a barn. And then I talked to other people. I met some other people there, met a young man there who's moving along in the faith, which is awesome. And then later I moved on, and that young man found me that's interested in the faith. And him and I were sitting on a bench somewhere talking. And Chris Jerry finds me and comes over and starts pretending, I'm seeing things. You're not giving me time. I think I see. I need to repent. I need to act. And I said, I was gracious. I said, that's wonderful. You can hear it all on audio. I said, that's wonderful. I said, but I need to see fruit. John the Baptist said in Matthew 3:8, have fruit and meat worthy of repentance. Have meat, fruit worthy of repentance. I told him, when you tell your dad you're leaving that place till they clean up their sin, I'll believe you. He said, I'm going to email you and I'll talk to you. It's been 5 days. Since I first met him, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days since I first met him, have not gotten one email, no communication from Chris Jerry. Chris Jerry is a liar, I believe he tried to pretend that he was repenting so that I wouldn't put a testing up of him. But I don't see any fruit from him. I don't see any fruit from LFC. His dad hasn't contacted me. And so Chris is like a well with no water, empty and useless to the kingdom of God with his sin, compromise, feminization. I think his wife is doing a lot of ministry, and I don't know, is there a chance he's led around by feminism like Adam was when he got deceived? Huh, interesting question there, because Chris's mom is definitely a feminist in how she acts and dresses. Well, how she dresses, which is part of her actions. And that is made apparent. So per Romans 16, 17, we marked them. Go listen to those videos, audios. Look up the gospel link. Look up the 10-point test. Look up all the teachings at don'tperish.com and the teaching blog that cover pagan holidays, music, the gospel, worldliness, all this stuff. And last thing, I hope they repent to the saving of their souls. I love Chris. I love Tim. I love all those people at that body. But Paul said, rebuke those in sin publicly so others may see and fear. This is a public rebuking of Living Faith Church in Excellen, Wisconsin, of Tim Jerry, of Chris Jerry. This testing goes out on the internet. We'll mark them. And when people search the internet, this testing is going to come up. And the day they repent, I'll put a note that says, they repented of this. Good thing. Keep going. They repented of this. Good thing. Keep going. The testing doesn't come down. Since when was David's sin erased from the Bible, or Peter's, or Paul's? No. It's there as a public record. And so I do this out of love to bring them to repentance, to the saving of their soul. I'm going to leave it right there. I covered a lot. Go listen to everything. Go watch everything. It's the bottom of this testing. Then check out our website. We don't take people's money. We preach the biblical gospel. We've come out of the world. We've come out of churchianity. We've lost everything to follow Christ. And I'm boasting in Christ because we could do none of this without him. These people, biblical Christianity is losing your life and everything is Christ and following him in spirit, truth, holiness. These churchianity people just take their worldly life and add a little religion on the top of it. On Sunday, on Wednesday, sing some songs, do a prayer. Then they go out in the world and they live like the world in many, many ways. Worldliness, pride of vanity dress, feminization. And we've seen that the leadership, Chris, is full of lies. Who's the father of lies? Satan. John 8, my Messiah told me that. And so when men in religion lie and they practice lies like Christmas and Easter, Sunday, resurrection. Jesus, I need to cover this quickly. Jesus didn't even rise on Sunday. He rose on Saturday. He died on Wednesday. Both Good Friday and Sunday resurrection are a lie. He was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. Go look at my article in the teaching blog, Good Friday Exposed. So let's leave it right there. I hope you're testing and seeking all truth and not just going along with these false teachers, these hirelings. Yeah, they take money to do what they do, and they do it falsely. That makes them a hireling. I love you all. Reach out to me by email. Let me know how I can help you go deeper in the things of God. That's why I do these testings. That's why I go out and street preach the gospel. That's why I make biblical disciples. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded, Jesus said. And of course, we're to expose every false way. Love you all. Repent, Chris. Repent, Tim. Repent, LFC, lest you lose your souls. If they do repent, we are there to help them. May God be praised.